You're listening to the audio production of Pursuing God, Audio Bible Study by Margaret Feinberg, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Pursuing God includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
When it comes to rock climbing, I'm still a beginner, but I love watching skilled rock climbers. Like these ones, scale rocks. They remind me of the importance of courage and commitment no matter what challenges we're facing in life. A while back, I remember that I was feeling like I had hit a rock wall, a lot like this one with God. I was still carving out time to spend with God each day, reading the scripture, praying, asking God to lead, direct, speak into my life, and all I heard was silence. When I face times like those in my life, the only thing I know to do is not give up. Stay courageous. Stay committed. Keep pursuing God and His love, even when I feel like I'm struggling to find the next handhold of faith. Well, the weeks rolled into months, and I remember thinking, maybe it's time to go back to the beginning. I opened my Bible to Genesis 1 and began reading. And for the first time in a long time, I felt that spark of connection with God. I kept reading morning after morning. When I finally finished those 50 chapters of Genesis, I returned to the beginning and read it again. That tiny spark became a steady flame. I didn't realize that morning that I had found a handhold for my faith journey. It became a year and a half long personal study of the book of Genesis that became the foundation for this DVD study. Though I had read Genesis many times before, I had never seen God's love so clearly on display. You see, Genesis is the story of our beginnings, but it's also the story about the various walls that we keep running into in our lives, in our relationship with God, each other, and creation, as well as God's loving initiative to move us beyond those walls, redeem the world, and bring us back into a right relationship with Himself through Jesus Christ. The greatest story you will ever know is a story of God's love. Genesis reveals that since the beginning of the world, God created you for love. And we need to be intentional about pursuing God's love in our lives. Why? Romans 8:39 says that nothing in the sky above or the earth below is able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. You and I were designed not just to be filled up with God's love, but to overflow with it. We pursue God's love not only so we'll love God more, but so that we'll love others more too. And along the way, we often find our focus and responses changed, as we'll see in this next lesson.